love, light, wisdom, guidance, discernment, and blessings. Beautiful souls in this world, Kayadanu said we are not of this world. Here is your host, Kule Baby Amedea. And if you are watching the visuals of these episodes, first of all, bless up and big up yourself. You're done now. All right. And if you are, you have the luxury. Let me stop. You have the opportunity to see the newness that's happening right now. Those of you that are not watching the visual, I suggest that you do. But if you are listening to the audio, listen. Everybody that's watching is seeing, and there, I know you guys are like, "Coolie, no, you did not." Yes, I did. So what happened was there was a spiritual newness that God has been tugging on my heart. And at first, I can honestly say that, you know, I didn't want to hear it. I'm like, what? No, that's just a crazy voice. That can't be God, right? But then as it got close to my beloved mommy's Earth Strong, you know, I say Heaven Strong, right? Because she's with the Lord. It starts to, like, get more heavier on me. And I'm like, no, I got to do this. And so, you know, God told me that it was time to cut off my locks. Yes. Cut them off. Yes. And finally, I obeyed, right? And guys, I can tell you, like, honestly, it has absolutely nothing to do with, like, the physical new that you're looking at, that you see. It has everything to do with the spiritual newness that's transpiring, that has, you know, that has been happening on the inside of me, guys. I'm telling, I'm not a lie. And honestly, okay, there is a vlog. I did a vlog on that whole day, literally from the top of the rising, like, I think it was like 6 a.m. to the night, okay? And I shared with you the ins and outs, because that day it was on my mommy's birthday, and that day was very sensitive and emotional for me, but it was also very it was a very breakthrough kind of day as well, because like I said in the vlog, as my sister, I pinky big up yourself, that's my stylist, y'all. And if you're in the Orlando, Apopka, in the Florida Central area, listen, you might want to go get your hair did, okay, by iPinky Surgeries. She definitely certified this, okay, and she helped me pull it off. So go do that. But also, like, as she was cutting the locks, I literally felt things just coming off of me. Like, it's crazy. And I know people who don't, like, have, you know, comprehension in the spirit is going to be like, "Kuli, why are you crazy?" I mean, and that's okay. I'll be crazy. I'll be crazy for God. I'll be crazy, okay? As long as I'm obedient, that's what matters. And so, yes, guys, I cut off my locks, all right? Story bomb locks. Don't worry yourself, because it's still a story. It was a story that was necessary in my life, and it had to happen to lead me up until this point. And so I still embrace that story, that part of the journey, and we're going to continue embracing, okay? So, I suggest that you guys go check out that vlog. Yeah, I did that vlog, and you pretty much get a whole bunch of insights on the spirituality part of it, as well as the fun new physical part of it, right? So go check that out. But as you see here, guys, we are here on episode, can I hear you say it? Episode 10. Yes, episode 10. We are here. And so listen, today's episode, okay, as you can see, the title is called Perfect. Okay, let's just stop right there, okay? Because first of all, we know that nothing is perfect, but there is one thing, amen? There is one, amen, that can hold that word, that can hold and embody that word to perfection, okay? And the title is Perfect Love. And we know that there's only one that can really give such a perfect love. We can try to give perfect love all we want, but it can't happen, because we are beings that love very conditionally. But it is God that loves unconditionally. It is Jesus that loves unconditionally. And this is how Jesus desires for us to love. So it's definitely progress for us, because because we're in this flesh, it's always we're always going to have, you know, that warfare tugging on us when we're trying to embody love, when we're trying to embody peace and patience and all these things, all the fruits of the spirit. When you are trying to embody these fruits, listen, that warfare will tug at you. It will. And so this is why we have to continue to progress in our walk with Christ. We have to continue to progress, okay? And so let's jump right on in, all right? So perfect love. First of all, let's go to it. What is love? What is, like, what would you say love is, okay? So let's, you know me, I always want to take it biblical. I always want to bring scripture to life, because scripture is life. It is alive, right? So if you ask me, Kulu, what is love? I would say God is love. God is love. Like I just said, no one can give such a perfect love but God. Like, for example, we, you know, if somebody say, hey, you know, I have this thing going on and I gotta sacrifice something, or my kids are gonna whatever. This is just off the top of my head, y'all. And, you know, they ask you to do that sacrifice for them so their children can live. We're gonna be like, well, I mean, I'm sorry you're going through this, but actually, you know, I got kids too. So, you know, we're gonna like, even if our heart is great, okay, your heart can be as great as you want it to be, we're gonna be like, hold on, that's too much. I don't think I could fulfill that. So, you know what I mean? So, but God, can you imagine somebody saying that to Jesus? And I mean, imagine it, because he did it, and not just for one, but for all, and you and me is included. Okay, so God is love. And so now let's jump into scripture. We're in 1 John chapter 4, 16, right? And it reads, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." Wow. Oh my goodness. So if you are dwelling in love, that's a evidence. That's evidence that lets you know that, okay, God is in you, and you are definitely in God. You're putting yourself in his presence. You're doing the necessary. You're asking the questions, God. Hey, God, the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. So you're doing the necessary things to get what you need from God. And also, I do want to mention, you cannot properly, beloved, love yourself or anyone for that matter if you don't have God, if you don't have Christ in your heart, meaning you must accept Christ, right? You have to believe what he did was for you. You have to believe that he's not gone. He has risen. He has risen on the third day. And he went so that we can have our helper, Holy Spirit. And it's three in one, y'all. The entire Godhead. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The entire Godhead. But you cannot properly love yourself unless you really have that godly love, unless you really, and I like to call it, because this is what I say, there's, you know, I'm gonna do a different type of video on this, definitely. If you are not subscribed to the YouTube channel, you guys want to subscribe, because I just do videos, I would say like random videos that God will just place on my heart, and I just get it done and I get it out there because it edifies me, and then God lets me know it needs to be, other people need to be edified by it, right? So I believe that this is gonna call for another video, because there are different types of love, and I know a lot of people really don't have the knowledge of this. Okay, and so the love I was going to mention, being that we're talking about perfect love, it's called agape love. That's pretty much unconditional love. That's love that God gives, right? And so we all desire this agape love. And you know what? You guys have homework. Yes, I challenge you. Go look up agape. And while you're at it, you're probably going to see all the other types of love as well. You have love that's just a lustful so-called love. You have love that's just, okay, a friendship, a companionship type of love. You have a romantic type of love. And then you got that agape God love. That's that unconditional love. You understand? Like how God loves us. He said there's nothing that we can do to separate from his love. Okay? Listen, beloved, there's nothing you can do to separate from his love. Now, if you utilize your free will to literally walk away, you know, from what God has for you, then you could do that. But God is still going to love you. And I know it's hard for people to comprehend this. And now a lot of people get it twisted. Don't get it twisted now. Just because God loves you don't mean that you can go out here and be doing what you want to do. And that's where the controversy comes from. That's where all these things come from. Because people's like, oh, well, you know, God loves me and God's going to forgive me. No, that's a very dangerous thing to do. And you're actually playing with your life. You're playing with your soul. You're playing with your salvation when you behave in such a way. When you think in such a way, right? So remember that you cannot properly love yourself or anyone. You can't say everybody like, oh, I love myself, self-love. Do you really know what self-love is? When Jesus came, he told us two major commandments, right? We know about the 10 and the, I think it's like about 613 when God was talking to Moses about the commandments and all these things. But we really, you know, zoned in on the 10 because the others, I think, kind of put it in explanation of the 10, right? But Jesus said, you got two: serve and love thy God and no other gods, and then love your neighbor as you would love yourself. So that self-love that you're talking about, does it embody you loving the next person? Does it embody you unconditionally putting yourself out there, loving and showing and being there and doing the necessary things for others, for your neighbor, for someone that's not you? Self-love isn't supposed to be arrogant. Self-love is not supposed to be conceited. Self-love is not supposed to be cocky. Self-love is not supposed to be, you know, just boastful. No, that's not self-love. And now in this modern day and era, that's what self-love is looking like. This is what the enemy is pushing nowadays. Oh yeah, you gotta love yourself and forget them and yeah, cut them off. And no, this is not the love that Jesus meant when he said love your enemy, love your neighbors, yes, and your enemies as you would love yourself. Mm-mm. You got to unconditionally love yourself through the eyes of God. And how can you see yourself through the eyes of God? Every day I challenge you to say that prayer. Father, help me to see me through your eyes. Not what I see in the mirror. Not what this world see. Help me to see me through your eyes, God. Help me to love me in the way that you love me, oh God, so I can see what you see. I want to see also my neighbors as you see them. I want to see my enemies as you see them. Y'all, this is something, this tough. Because nobody wants to go and say, listen, I want to love my enemies. Please help me. Nobody wants to do that. I mean, can I test right now? Nobody wants to do that. But when you know the truth of God, when you know the word of God and what he stands for and what his kingdom requires, you will. When you real and true in this walk, you won't allow your flesh to rise up and say, oh, but look, remember what they did to you. Oh, but I can count people right now on my hand right now. Already people come to my mind and say how they treated me bad, they mistreated me, and I didn't do anything to them. And you know, and right now I've prayed and said, God, please, and I would do it again and again and again and again. Father, let me see them through your eyes. Help me to see them through your eyes so that I can, you know, in accordance, love them how I need to love them, how you told me to love them. Amen. So we got to make sure that we're loving ourselves in a proper way and an agape way, so that we can love our neighbors and our enemies even in that same agape way. Okay, so I do want to jump to another scripture. We are in Mark 12:29. Okay, because as I said before, loving God is the number one and the most, like, top of the top of the priority list commandment. We must love God. So Mark 12:29, we're in Mark 12:29, and it reads, Jesus answered, The foremost is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. The Lord our God is one Lord, which means there's no other gods out here. There's no other gods out here. And I'm not coming here to condemn or put shame and things on anybody else that, you know, believe that you have a different God or a certain God or you're worshiping an idol. I'm not here to condemn you, but I'm just here to tell you the truth, beloved. I'm just here to spread the gospel and spread the truth of what really is, okay? God is the only one and true God, and loving him and no other gods is a big, huge commandment. And if you don't follow that, I'm telling you, verse 30 goes on to say, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. That's a lot. Imagine your boss at your job, your 9-to-5, your corporate, even in your business or whatever. Just imagine somebody that works with, over or alongside you, is telling you, listen, I need you to do this job with all your heart. I need you to do this job and talk to those customers with all your soul. I need you to do this job with all your mind and all your strength. Nothing less. You're going to look at that person like, that's a lot that you're requiring me. You going to pay me more? Right? Am I going to get a raise? Like, you saying all my mind, heart, and strength and soul. Like, that. Am I going to get a raise? Right? And this is the kind of love and effort and fire and yearn and hunger and thirst and strive that God wants us to love him with. Yes. And I can admit, it's a journey. It's a journey. Even our most seasoned saints, okay? Even our most experienced, right, believers can tell you that it is a journey, because not all they haven't served God all their life, and if they did, there has definitely been a time where they probably drifted. Drifting is very real, y'all. You can be a pastor, a bishop, and drift away from God. Yes. So it's a journey. It definitely is. But every day you gotta ask God for your daily bread. And like in the Our Father in heaven prayer, yes, like Jesus taught us, every day you got to ask for your daily bread, and every day you got to take up your cross and carry it. Every day. That's why in the Lord's Prayer it says, and give us this day, give us this day our daily bread. Today is today. I'm not ask for tomorrow bread, because that's a whole next thing. I don't need to worry about that bread. I need this bread for today. And once I get you today and get to tomorrow, then we can talk about tomorrow. But for today, on this day, I need my daily bread, Lord. And the Bible tells us, scripture tells us, why are you worrying about tomorrow? Today already have enough issues for itself, and you over here trying to worry about tomorrow's issues prior to tomorrow, along with the issues that you may have today. No, you got to take it day by day, beloved. And this is where a lot of us go wrong, and we run ourselves into stress. Many of us run ourselves. It ain't the circumstances. It ain't the situations. It ain't this. It ain't that. Because Paul said, in all things, he's going to be content in all things because God gave him the strength to do so. So it's not the circumstances, not the situations and everything that's transpired. It is you trying to take on these things. It is you trying to go out of your way to do what only God could do. And when I realized that, y'all, it was, I didn't want to hear it, but it was very convicting to my spirit, because I knew that it was right. I knew that it was my breakthrough. I knew that it was how I was going to be able to elevate to the next level in Christ. Amen. So remember, God is the number one. And we got to love him and no other gods. And when we do love him, we have to do it with all our strength, our mind, our heart, our soul, everything on the inside of us and outside. Okay. Everything. I will love him like so. Okay. Remember that agape love. Okay. And so this brings us back to self-love. Okay, this brings us back to what we talk about, self-love. Like I said, in this era, everybody want to love self and self-love this, self-love that. Let's see what scripture say about self-love. So we're in Mark 12 verse 31. Okay, Mark 12 verse 31, and it reads, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. There is no other commandment greater than these. There is no other commandment greater than these. So those two commandments is greater. This, thus saith the Lord, not me. Those two commandments are greater. Okay? And you know why they're greater, beloved? They're greater because if you love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and you know he's your only one and true God, no other God, and you serve him and him alone, and at the same time you are loving every other person outside of you the same way you love yourself, if you are doing those two, there is no need for the other umpteen commandments. There is no reason for them. If you are truly doing those two, this is why Jesus said those two are greater. Because if you are doing those two with all your heart, mind, and soul, as scriptures say, you won't need to worry about the other commandments, because you will be moving in what? Perfect love. Come on, Holy Spirit. You will be moving in the perfect love of God. You will be moving in that agape kind of love. You understand? And no, people around you, people in the world that's corrupted by the world, that hasn't accepted God, that is choosing the other way, people are not going to be able to comprehend it. They might talk bad on you. They might slander your name. But that, is that your concern? No, your concern is your intimate relationship with God. Your concern is your doing your purpose in his will of your life. Your my God, like this is so good, y'all. It's so good because God has been dealing with me about this, right? Even in situations, even in my marriage, like God has been teaching and dealing with me when it comes to showing that unconditional agape love. And again, y'all, it is a journey, because especially when you are trying to do this and the enemy can see and hear and know that you're trying to move in this way, he's gonna try to bring up obstacles. He's gonna try to attack what you're trying to do. He's gonna try to attack the word of God that you're trying to apply to your life. And so this is where people like fall and like, man, forget this, I'm not. No, you got to keep going, beloved, because it is a journey and a process. And what does Philippians 4:13 say? You can do all things, and doing those two commandments is one of them. All things, you can do it. You can do it. Don't let the enemy trick you out of what God called you to do and who God called you to be. No. And a lot of you don't know that doing just those two commandments is the key to unlock specific doors of the will of God in your life. Yes. And some of you have dreamt and had visions of these doors. Some of you have had dreams and God-given visions and revelations of what's to come, you know, in your life, or what's the partake that is attached to, you know, your ministry, your calling, you know, elevating in Christ and in life. But because you are not truly doing these greater commandments, as Jesus said, the doors are not unlocking, and you're sitting there wondering why I'm trying my best, what am I? You have to take these two commandments and literally daily, every day, that daily bread, eat it every day, walk by it every day, and then tomorrow's the next day. Forget about yesterday. When tomorrow comes, it starts all over again. Do tomorrow. And I would, this is what I recommend, every night before you go to sleep, repent. Maybe to you, you're like, oh, well, I didn't do nothing today to repent. I'm telling you, repent. There's things that we think, okay? You may not have done physically nothing, but there's things that we say unintentionally, unbeknownst to us. There's things that we think. The enemy tries to get us in our mind first. Remember, I did a video saying that the target for the enemy is your mind. So there's things that we think on a daily basis that does not please God, goes contrary to his kingdom and what his will is. And sometimes you won't know. Of course, sometimes it's unintentional. So I'm telling you, beloved, every night we must repent. It's very, very, very necessary to repent. And then tomorrow, when tomorrow comes, it's a new day. Start all over. You got a new, brand new sheet of paper to start over, okay? You got a brand new canvas. Your life is like a, think of it like that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your life is like a canvas. Your life is like a canvas, beloved. Paint that bad boy. Paint that baby. Throw that paint on there. You got a blank white canvas every day? What? That's a blessing within itself. That's a blessing, beloved. And if you use it in the way that you know that God is giving you the utilization to use it, you will see the abundant life that you are so yearning and searching for. You would start to see it manifest in your life. And we ain't talking about no new age manifest. Don't try God. We're not talking about none of that. We're talking about the manifestation of the living word. This is what we're talking about. Amen. So remember, those two commandments is the biggest, is what matters, because once you do that with all your heart, mind, and soul, you won't have to even worry about the others, because you'll be walking in that perfect agape love. Which means you won't be thinking to murder somebody. You won't be thinking to steal from somebody. You won't be thinking to commit adultery. You won't. Is it making sense? Is it clicking? So I want to go back to a piece of touching on that perfect love again, about loving your enemies. So we are in Matthew 5:43. Right? And it reads, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you," going on 44, "love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Verse 45, "so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." Do you hear that? God causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good. When the sun go up, okay, it don't just go up for people that's living a righteous life, okay? And then the other people that's unrighteous are in darkness 24/7. No, it don't happen that way. Amen. And he sends rain. We need rain, don't we? Right? Think about it. I was going to say something, but never. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You see, that's why you got to have discernment. That's why you have to have Holy Spirit, because I was going to say something. The Holy Spirit said, He sends the rain for the righteous and the unrighteous. So if God is doing that for these, we're all his children, okay? So God got baby children, and then he got those children that behave well, right? So if God is doing that for both of those different kind of children, why can't we? Why can't we love our enemies? Why can't we do good unto them that persecute us? Amen? So this is what God desires for us. This is what God desires from us. And I want you to, like, really, you know, comprehend that. So you know that, okay, this is something that God is actually asking of me. It's not something that I'm thinking, oh, maybe I should. No, God is literally asking this of me. I need to love those who hate me, those who persecute me, because guess what? Your love, the Bible does say that love, right, gentleness, kindness, can turn away anger. It can literally turn away anger. So this is what God is calling us all to do, whether you like it or not. Now, if you decide to do it, it's the next story. But I just pray that this convicts you, and you do decide to, you know, start to have this become more alive in your life. Amen. So I have it here. Once you have God's perfect love, you cannot be separated. We talked about this. You can't be separated from it. You cannot. And scripture tells us in Romans 8, verse 35, "Who will separate us from the love of God? Nobody. Nobody. Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" No, the answer is no, 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 no. The answer is no, y'all. No, no one can separate you from the love of God. No one. So it's time for you to walk in that love of God. Start with God, then yourself, then your neighbor. If you're not loving yourself, your neighbor, you just don't, you won't have anything to give from out of here. If you don't have, if you don't, loving yourself meaning you have that godly love on the inside of you, and you have so much that it gushes out of you, so it gushes onto, right, everyone outside of you. But if you're not loving yourself and you're insecure and you hate yourself and you hate your life and you hate where you are and you hate the circumstance, you know, then I wouldn't want that from you. I wouldn't want nothing from you, honestly. Because then that's what you would be giving me. Whatever you hold in here, hatred, you know, insecurity, like this is what you will be giving to others, and that's not fair. That's not right. It's not right for you, and it's not right for the people. So you gotta love God first, then love yourself through the eyes of God. Ask God to show you how he sees you, and then only you can really love your neighbors and your enemies, everyone on the outside of you. Amen. And so this last thing I want to mention to you guys, okay, is listen, love never fails. If you're choosing to let love be your response in a sticky situation, or in a chaotic situation, or in a situation that people are being the complete opposite, they're showing the complete opposite of love. If you decide to embody love in such an atmosphere, scripture tells you it would never fail. It would never fail. So I want to end with this. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. And it literally describes to you the definition of love. You can't go on Google and say, Google, or hey Siri, what is love? It's not gonna happen, because Siri don't have the knowledge of God's word and what he calls love. You gotta go to scripture, beloved. And so let's know what the real definition of love is. Some of you are gonna hear this and learn for the first time today of what true, real love is. And it reads, love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Love does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. It does not take into account a wrong suffered. It does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but it rejoices with the truth. It bears all things. Oh God, that's a big one. It bears all things, like all things, the good and the ugly and the bad and the horrible and the terrific, that too. It believes all things, and it hopes all things, and it endures. That's another big one. It kind of goes hand in hand with the bears all things. It endures all things. So if you have that true agape love, there is nothing, beloved, that you will not be able to endure. Hear the word of the Lord your God. This is like a cheat code. God has given us a cheat code on how to live a life where we don't have to stress. We don't have to worry. We don't have to have anxiety. We don't have to have depression. You know what I'm saying? This is literally the blueprint and cheat code to this life here, y'all. A lot of us are walking around thinking that we gotta suffer. Listen, Jesus did say we will have trials and tribulations, but we gotta take heart. This is the taking heart. This, walking in such a love, following and applying the first two greater commandments, that is how you take heart and overcome, because Jesus already did it. You understand? I pray you understand. So beloved, know that the perfect love that does exist, I'm not saying, don't look for it in people. You don't want to look for it in people, because you won't be able to find that perfect love in someone. When I say that, I mean like, oh, I'm looking for a spouse, or I'm looking for, you know, a good friend. You don't want to put your contentment in searching for such a love, you got to go to God first. And this is why the first commandment is love thy God. And nothing, no one, no nothing, no one, no place, no thing, no person, nothing else. And then, only then, God will be able to teach you how to love yourself. And then, only then, God will then extend that to you learning how to love others. And that won't even really be a learning process, because once you love yourself truly, agape love, once you love yourself through the eyes of God truly, you just move. God gives you, he gives you that strength, and that he just gives it to you on how to, the tools on how to love someone outside of you. So beloved, remember that this perfect love that we desire is in Christ and Christ alone. That's how we receive it. That's how we, you know, possess it. It's in God and God alone. So I pray that this edified you, beloved, when it comes to love, the perfect love. And I just pray that you take this, eat it up, eat it up, eat it up, and move. And every day, take one day at a time, okay? Ask for your daily bread for that day, and let tomorrow speak for itself. Let tomorrow be what it is going to be for tomorrow. But as of today, receive your daily bread, take up your cross and carry it. And then tomorrow, that's the whole next day to do it again with a clean canvas. Remember, you're going to have a clean canvas every single day. So I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Those of you that are listening to the audio, you might want to watch the visuals now, because it's, I don't know, it's just really cool to, you know, have something to watch, visualize, to put to, you know, what you're hearing, and then seeing the scriptures on the screen and stuff, you know. So if you're watching the audio, I would recommend that you do also watch the visual, or just watch the visual. But thank you to all of you guys that's watching and listening. I love you guys so much. Thank you for your support, okay? Make sure you are tuning in to all the movements that God is doing on this platform. Moving Monday, Coolie Baby Expresses podcast. You see, next week we'll be dropping episode 11. Every Saturday there is an episode to be released at 6:45 a.m. Eastern time. And every Monday we are moving, and we live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern time. So don't forget those things. But if you have not tuned into anything else, tune in. I love you guys so much. Bless up yourself. Make sure you're walking in that perfect agape love, okay? I love you, and I will see you on the next episode. Mwah.
Thanks for watching this episode of Coolie Baby Expresses podcast. If you have not tapped in to Moving Mondays, tap in every Monday. Visual releases 5:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For Coolie Baby merch, music sessions, and more, go to the website www.cb17visions.com. We will see you on next week's episode on CBE Podcast. Be sure to join us every Saturday, 6:45 Eastern Standard Time. And remember, take the word to God for revelation.